Back in September, during a news conference in his office, Erie County District Attorney Frank Sedita took exception to a question by a reporter about the media frenzy surrounding the Patrick Kane case.
Spun out of control.
Are you kidding me? Seriously? Are you kidding me? This office is not responsible for this circus.
The media were often scrutinized and, in some cases, subjected to unfiltered attacks on social media. One Chicago-based reporter took a day off from work following threats against her. Mike Igo, a former Buffalo TV reporter who is now an assistant professor of communication at SUNY Fredonia, says while media are under pressure to keep up with a story, oftentimes they can be seen as manufacturing it if there are few developments. Another area where a dilemma is created, he says, is the use of unnamed sources.
The media, I think, has to be very careful of, you know, who's protecting whom and why. Sometimes the story behind the story is more of a story. So these are the things that have to be careful, as well as with, you know, unreliable sources, because sometimes people have an agenda which may or may not have validity. So these are all the things, again, it goes back to basic journalism, you know, accuracy and attribution.
Another serious concern is with the rise of the Internet. It's used more frequently for information gathering, and there's also the rise of so-called citizen journalists who contribute to news coverage. The problem, Igo notes, is that in the rush to be first, oftentimes basic journalistic principles are compromised. Igo tells WBFO that many times communications courses cover ethics at the end of a semester. He likes to begin with that discussion. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.